Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mark Stieber is here. Mark is a new friend. He's the Senior Vice President and Chief Tax Officer at Jackson Hewitt, that company that helps thousands of people, maybe something under a billion people, get their taxes done every year. He's got several decades of experience in the tax business, and having worked for a number of companies in addition to Jackson Hewitt, and he's here to talk to us about getting ready for the tax season and some other related issues. Mark Stieber, welcome to the show.
Good day, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So we got tax filing dates coming up, and the good news, for the second year in a row, we've got till April 18th, don't we?
A little bit of extra time this year. The 15th, of course, fell on a Saturday, just like last year. And then, of course, Emancipation Day is celebrated in the District of Columbia, or D.C., so the IRS needs to shut down. And they, in their infinite wisdom, said, if the IRS is closed, we'll give everybody an extra day. So everyone has until April 18th this year.
So we're not complaining. We don't care where it came from. We're just glad for the relief, right?
Yep, and do not be lulled into a false sense of security, because it's also Easter weekend
this
year. So some folks, the Christian folks, will have a little bit to do with that. So you can get a day, lose a day.
But, exactly right. So what was interesting about this particular tax filing season that you saw out there? What did you see as you looked out over the landscape this year?
Great question, Jim. I've got to tell you, in 30 years, I've seen some strange tax seasons, some unique tax law changes, but this year is one for the record books. There were a lot of things that changed for taxpayers this year. Some late legislation that was passed at the end of December, the PATH Act, or the Protect Americans Against Tax Hikes. They put back into the law about a dozen benefits that most folks probably didn't realize were expiring or they were going to lose. Things like the teachers out of pocket deduction, tuition and fee deduction, about 10 or so others. But those came back in on January 1st of 2016 and were good for everyone. But what was also included were three new provisions this year. There was, of course, the requirement for folks like yourself or anyone who has employees to send their W-2s to IRS a whole lot earlier.
And 1099s, right?
Yep, 1099 miscellaneouses. So all those were due by both the payer and to the IRS by January 31st to give them a little more time to check. Right, they're trying to get a handle on this.
But that put extra stress on us business owners out here.
Yeah, put a little burden on you, but it's trying to make the system better. But the big change affected probably about 30 million taxpayers was if you were a taxpayer who took the earned income tax credit, which is a really great credit available for low and moderate taxpayers,
You might be surprised how many small business owners wind up taking that in any given year, by the way.
Yeah, it's about 30 million or 27 million folks. It's a $60 billion program, so it touches a lot of people. But the change that affected folks this year was that if you got one of those two credits, your refund was delayed until at least February 15th. So that pushed a lot of filers, millions in fact, way later in the cycle to get their tax refund. And so that's kind of had a cascade
They probably didn't even know that was going to happen if they got their return off early and they were thinking February 1st they're going to get it. They're looking at the mailbox every day to see when the refund is going to be there, and they probably didn't even know that was being held up.
Totally true, and unfortunately, that comes right after the holiday and holiday spending, so a lot of the early filers, 20, 30, 40 million folks, really need and expect that money to help them out with their end-of-year debts, right?
So some people actually use their tax withholding as a savings plan, don't they?
7 out of 10 don't get a refund by accident, tell you, Jim. So yeah. A lot of folks
It's not a good strategy, folks, to let the government hold your money, but if that's what it takes, for you to get a big windfall in the first quarter of the year, whatever it takes.
That's where I am. I used to preach, zero interest earning, lower your withholding, get that money throughout the year. But what I have found is, for a lot of folks, that's their thing. They know it. They manage to it. They spend it wisely when they get it. So I've quit banging my head against that wall saying, get your money throughout the year. A lot of folks like the simplicity. They like going to their tax pro, getting their $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. Paying down some debt, putting a little aside, putting a little on themselves. As long as you spend it wisely, I have kind of come around to the way of thinking, Jim, that 7 out of 10 folks can't be wrong every
right.
year. Because
you don't know what's going on at home. You don't know about how the money can get away. Maybe for some families, the money may be safer with the IRS than it would be if you took it home.
With the last few years from my investment portfolio, I would tell you I wished I was getting a big refund and it was in cash.
Yeah.
So that works, and as long as people do it smartly, I'm okay with that. That's been where I've redirected some of my energies to say spend it wisely. Count on the refund. You can control that. Tax pro can help, but spend it wisely. Don't just go out and buy the 60-inch TV and, have a big day that day.
Speaking of 1099s, that's a big part of the gig economy, isn't it? Because we hear about the gig economy, and what that means, folks, is obviously you've got a number of different jobs during the year, and which essentially by definition, it means you're going to get a 1099 instead of a W-2, right?
Absolutely, and if it's not the fastest growing part of our economy, it certainly hangs up there with the top parts. It's also one of the biggest parts of our economy, I would tell you, Jim. There's no surprise there. And I read a stat a couple of years ago or last year before this season started, says 2 out of 10 people are either self-employed or partially self-employed.
Yep.
I do know that 1 out of 5 taxpayers file a Schedule C, profit or loss from a small business.
Right.
So whether you're full-time gig or you do it as a part of, income supplement, or you just like doing, something on the side, a lot of people file a small self-employed
and
tax form with their tax return.
This is really adding degrees of difficulty to the IRS, isn't it? Because this is one of the areas that they're really frustrated about, collecting all the payroll withholding. The gig economy probably isn't helping that, is it?
Well, I disagree. I would tell you that by virtue of the fact that there are more tax benefits, tax credits, tax deductions, and tax perks within the business section of the tax code, the IRS really wants you just to get it right.
No, I'm talking about all the people out there who are in the gig economy who are not complying with all the withholding tax.
Absolutely. It's tough to enforce that.
That's the frustrating part for them. Hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. Right back with Mark Stieber. Quick, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.